All right, I'm ready for it.
All right. I had to get a customary Corby all right in there.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a brand new format for the birdhouse. One P1, maybe sometimes two P1s, are going to get full control of the birdhouse. Send your question list. We'd love 5 to 10 questions. Hypothetical, fun. Same questions you've always sent into the birdhouse, but have multiples to birdhouse1310@gmail.com. And one to two lucky P1s will get control of the birdhouse each week. And this week we go to Macy McDowell. She's a nursing student in Oklahoma and has been a huge P1. And apparently we're getting her through studying all the time. And she's a big listener. Corby's her favorite. And she says to keep up the good work.
Well, hello, Macy. Thank you so much.
Hello,
That's
Macy.
A really cool name. Macy McDowell.
I wonder
McDowell.
If she could take a look at this. It's been bothering me for a while.
Yeah. Your upper arm?
Like, how many times have people walked up to her? Oh, what do you do? I'm a nurse. Oh, did you,
Man, nursing students, you end up becoming a guinea pig quite a bit. Like, hey, they need to practice drawing blood and doing those types of things and taking blood pressure. It's crazy.
But all those hot doctors. If you could instantly master one skill, what would it be and why?
I think some sort of jiu-jitsu would be pretty awesome.
It would be.
Like, if you were an elite level black belt in some sort of hand-to-hand combat, I'd probably go jiu-jitsu. That way, anytime somebody was going to mess with you or anywhere you went, you knew you could kick somebody's ass and you're basically John Wick. That'd be cool.
Jiu-jitsu would be the one for you?
I feel like a lot of grappling and you can still throw.
See, I might go MMA just so you get a little taste of everything.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do...
I just don't want cauliflower ear.
If that counts as just one skill, then yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
I'd go piano.
Piano is pretty good. A musical instrument would probably be mine.
I mean, just flawless piano, any genre, and I just sit down at a hotel and tickle those ivories.
In your 20s, you would have been just...
cleaning up.
You're saying something.
In my 50s.
You could sit
voice,
down...
Can
you, you go to the nicest hotels you can find and just
so
sit.
You having my baby.
I do think it's funny that none of us were like some sort of monetary skill that we pick up that we're now the best at XYZ and can now make a
investing
bunch of money.
See? At diversifying my portfolio.
There you go.
See, I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I still would want piano.
Yeah. I kind of
I'm selfish like that.
The instrument would be awesome.
Yeah. Be great.
I think I'd go guitar for me personally.
That'd be pretty cool.
You can sit in with anyone at any time. Mm-hmm. Oh, we need a piano player. I've got this.
You know what? I got a little skill. Let me jump in here.
That'd be kind of awesome.
You are reliant on there being a piano at the place that
everywhere
you're
going. I go, I would would scout out and make sure there's a piano
you
in the place.
You only go to places with piano.
Like the Waldorf Astoria or someplace like that. Excuse me, yes. Do you have a piano in the lobby? Yes, sir, we do. Great, I'll be right there.
Yeah, I only go to malls with
and
pianos.
I wonder if they object. Let's say a hotel had a nice piano in the lobby, and there's no one playing it. Would they object if you sat down and played it, but you played lovely?
No, I think they would love
that.
Yeah,
they'd be happy about that.
I think they would have zero problem with
especially
that.
Especially if like, it's in the bar area.
They wouldn't
that's
run
gonna
out and go, hey,
people.
Hey.
Nah.
Don't play our piano.
That was Beethoven's piano. You can't touch that.
Now, if you start playing chopsticks, they may run out and stop
that's
you.
True.
But what if I start out playing it first, and then all of a sudden just it's a groovy tune.
It's a remix.
Yeah.
You bust out Mozart's Concerto 5.
Out of chopsticks. If you had to rename yourself, what would your name be? You get to pick your own name.
Maximus.
Maximus. Are you just on Gladiator?
No, I
mode right now.
I wanted to name my son Maximus, and that got voted down. But Maximus, I'd be Maximus McLaren. My grandfather's name was Max, so there's kind of that tie in as well, which would be kind of cool.
So many names to choose from.
I always wanted to, when I was a kid, I was very much like our Ticket Top 10 host, Jay, who was named after a Power Ranger. There were several Power Rangers that I wanted to be named after, but I think Tommy would be the number one.
Man.
Tommy's a strong name.
How many Power Rangers are there? thought there were only five.
There's a there's
not like Voltron or something.
There's probably seven different iterations of Power Rangers.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
that's way more than seven.
I thought they just were like pink or blue or whatever. They had actual names.
Yeah, Kimberly, Mark. Jason, Tommy.
I did not know that. Did you know that?
Trini,
no, I did not. Dalton,
Billy,
Dalton.
I think I got all of them.
I think Dalton. I would go Maximus Matthias McLaren. That's a kick-ass name.
Triple M?
Yeah.
3M.
Mm. Yeah, because that'd be nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't thought about this. Something exotic.
Like Horatio?
Like Fabian.
Fabian?
Yeah. Fabian would be nice, but what would your middle name be? Would you be Fabian Earl. Horatio Lewis?
Earl.
That is a mix.
What's wrong with Earl?
It's a sharp left turn from Fabian.
Yeah. I know. How sweet is that, though? It's just
Fabian Earl Lewis.
You're going to expect something all exotic with the middle name, and all of a sudden it's just Earl. Call me Earl.
I've thought about this before.
Well,
because
my name is Fabian.
You'd be Fabian E. Lewis, like, within weeks.
What about E. Fabian Lewis?
Why are we down in Earl? What's wrong with that?
I think that's a strong name.
Just doesn't mix with Fabian.
No.
Just doesn't seem along the same echelon.
Yeah, maybe I would have like a front in a different tax bracket.
You think that makes it sound better if you have a front initial?
You sound rich if you have a front initial.
Like you sound J. Edgar like a Hoover lawyer
or other people.
I think it's according to what the
all of them.
What the
F. Scott Fitzgerald
is.
LL Bean.
Yeah.
LL Cool J.
Yeah, because then you go, man, why do you have a front initial? It's because they're rich. Only rich people have one. You've never met a non-rich person with the front initial.
You should just start going by M.
M. Ryan McLaren.
Yeah.
Hmm. And then they go, you're not a rich person, but I know. And they would see through it, and I'd have to stop doing it.
You're right, I'm Matt.
Yeah, you caught me. Damn it. Look at me.
I'm the book bitch.
He has so many, many other nicknames.
So many.
One that we can't discuss that I wish could be your real name.
I know.
Like, have you ever thought if you were a different... from a different country, what your name would be? Like, if you were a Russian,
like
what
it translates into?
No, just like if you were
like you wouldn't want to be. I wouldn't want to be like a Boris or a Vladimir.
No,
that's
I would
too
be
easy.
I'd be Peter Petrovich. That's my Russian guy. That's who I would be.
Peter.
And if I was French, I'd be Declic Hinihole.
You'd be what?
Declic Hinihole.
I feel like we might need to dump all that.
I know. Sounds nasty.
I don't like it.
It depends on how you spell it.
What is the worst gift you've ever received?
Got a jar of Vaseline.
What?
From?
For?
My grandmother, when she was old and...
Okay, but that's... You gotta give her a little leeway for that.
Yeah. 8-year-old me thought to stop... Or however old it was, 8 or 9-year-old.
No, you're right. 8-year-old...
Like, yeah, 8-year-old
right,
Matt
kick
did
ass.
Not
handle that in the right way.
So...
Well, that. I can't top that at all.
I guess when you're younger, you think like any socks or underwear is a terrible gift. But now
I would kill for that.
I relish that. Please, more draws.
Yeah.
More socks. Let's do this.
Man, all the clothes, all the socks, all the underwear. Pair of shoes is great.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like actual gift that was probably meant to be. You know, I've had some relatives in the past that probably don't really know what you're into that attempt to. You know, mom and dad give them a list and they decided, no, I got something for you.
Or
and you
like
get it and you go, what?
Gifts that will ruin a surprise later. Like the year I got an Xbox 360, you would also get like DVDs and stuff for Christmas, your birthday. Well, they thought they were giving me the Kill Bill DVD set when it was actually Madden on Xbox 360 and I hadn't opened the 360 yet.
Oh,
so
okay.
It kind of ruined. I was pretty happy. I was like, oh, neat. We should probably just go home and open up that 360, right? That's not how it works.
God, why you guys are jerks? They're gifting you things. It doesn't matter which order you open it in. Just enjoy.
I mean,
be
I was
grateful
happy.
And thankful.
I was thankful,
especially for that jar of Vaseline. So many uses.
One year for Christmas, my brother, because I really wanted to like used to be before I could grow some semblance of a beard. I always wanted to have one, and my brother Chris could grow just such a great beard, and he shaved it off one year and wrapped up the shavings and gave them to me as a Christmas gift. So when I opened that, I mean, it's just a bunch of shaved beard trimmings, but so it's a horrible gift, but also kind of awesome at the same time.
What'd you do with it?
There's no way he didn't use that jar of Vaseline from his grandmama and stick it on his face.
I might still have I gotta look and see if I still have the beard.
Yeah.
There's, you still have
it? I kept it for a long time because I was going to your point, I was going to glue it to my face one Christmas and show up and be like, hey, thanks for the beard last year.
That's gross.
And I forgot. Or maybe I could start to grow one. I can't remember.
And then he tells you where it really came from. What's the one food that you ate a lot that got you through college? Mine was ramen. We tore down some ramen. Yeah, fast food places would definitely, they have a good portion of my portfolio from college as well.
We had the, my roommate and I, when we moved out of the dorm and had our apartment, probably had so much Panburger Partner. That is the little brother of Hamburger Helper. That's way cheaper version. Oh, I've never, we had so much of that.
Dude.
That you have to make it last for, you know, 3 or 4 days, but it was a ton of Panburger Partner.
Was it comparable to the big big glove, or was it also kind of not as good?
Oh no, of course it wasn't as good, but in college it's great.
I'll take the off brand of anything these days. I'm very happy to buy store brand and
partner.
Off-brand.
Wow.
These days I may have a little
I've never heard of this
food
before.
Uppiness to me.
So only the glove for you.
Panburger Partner.
I'll just think about it being nostalgic if I see anything that has Panburger Partner. Like, oh my gosh, I gotta get it, and then it'll just taste gross. But you know what?
Nah,
if you season it correctly,
now
you know more about seasoning.
Right.
We didn't know about that crap in college. You just put the hamburger meat in a pan, and I don't even remember salt and pepper and stuff.
Oh no!
Just throwing it in there, and there you go. And you ate it because you were hungry, and that's all you had.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I would say I probably ate a lot of Helper. Probably, there's no way that's true because I wouldn't have cooked.
Right.
I probably made a lot of turkey sandwiches.
No way.
Yeah.
Still eating like you're in college, huh?
I still dress like I'm in college, so yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That's it for Macy M. You want to do a couple from old, see what's this fella's name? Jeff Rollins. He's got a couple of decent ones. You get $1 million for a year for the rest of your life, but every 2 hours that you are awake, you have to sing the school song of your most hated college rival.
Done. I don't care. That doesn't bother me at all.
Easy.
That's
even you.
Yeah, why not? For $1 million?
Every 2 hours? Yeah. Let's do it.
And yeah, you get $1 million how many times?
Once a year.
The rest of your life, yeah.
But every 2 hours,
$1 million a year, the rest of your life. But every 2 hours while you're awake, you have to sing your rival school song.
Yeah,
that's not a big deal.
Oh God! Now I may have to rethink that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a school rival. It can be your personal rival.
So you in? You're singing this every 2 hours.
You get $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could add my own twist to it. Yeah, I guess.
For $1 million a year, yes.
God, that would hurt me. The first few times, I'd get used to it. I'd be numb to it. But the first few times would definitely hurt my feelings.
Yeah, once I check. Once I get the check.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, yes.
All right, Matt, one last one. What is the one beer you could drink every day for the rest of your life and not get tired of it?
Heady Topper from the Alchemist, a brewery out of Vermont, which is why I have that tattoo.
Funny name.
Okay.
So there it is.
Well, yeah. The one from last week, I'm going to put my 2 cents.
Yeah, and I brought you more today.
He did.
I brought presents and gifts.
So good.
So outstanding.
I'm glad
I'm
you
so
asked
happy.
Because we're about to drink some beer.
What? That's right. Thank you, Travis. Thank you, Macy. Macy, right?
Macy and Jeff.
Thank you, Macy and Jeff. We really appreciate it. That's the new way we do the Birdhouse. You are in control of the Birdhouse. Birdhouse1310@gmail.com is where you send those questions, and we'll pick someone every week to be in control.